Isaiah chapter 60. Arise, shine. Because your light has come, and the glory of the Lord Jehovah has risen upon you. Because, indeed, the darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord Jehovah will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews, will come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around, and see. They gather themselves all together, they come to you. Your sons will come from far, and your daughters will be nursed at your side. Then you will see, and flow together, and your heart will fear, and be enlarged, because the abundance of the sea will be converted to you, the forces of the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews will come to you. The multitude of camels will cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all these from Sheba will come. They will bring gold and incense. And they will show forth the praises of the Lord Jehovah. All the flocks of Kedar will be gathered together to you, the rams of Nebaioth will minister to you. They will come up with acceptance in my altar, and I will glorify the house temple of my glory. Who are these who fly as a cloud, and as the doves to their windows? Surely the islands will wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring your sons from far, their silver and their gold with them, to the name of the Lord Jehovah, your God, and to the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. And the sons of strangers will build up your walls, and their kings will minister to you, because in my anger I struck you, but in my favor I have had mercy on you. Therefore your gates will be open continually. They will not be shut day nor night. That men may bring to you the forces of the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews, and that their kings may be brought. Because the nation and kingdom that will not serve you will perish, yes, those nations will be completely wasted. The glory of Lebanon will come to you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together, to beautify the place of my sanctuary. And I will make the place of my feet glorious. The sons also of those who afflicted you will come bowing to you, and all those who despised you will bow themselves down at the soles of your feet, and they will call you the city of the Lord Jehovah, the Zion of the Holy One of Israel. Whereas you have been forsaken and hated, so that no man went through you, I will make you an eternal excellency, a joy of many generations. You will also receive the milk of the Gentiles, nations, non-Jews, and will nurse the breast of kings. And you will know that I, the Lord Jehovah, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Jacob. For brass I will bring gold, and for iron I will bring silver, and for wood brass, and for stones iron. I will also make your officers peace, and your rulers righteousness. Violence will no more be heard in your land, wasting nor destruction within your borders, but you will call your walls salvation, and your gates praise. The sun will no more be your light by day. Neither for brightness will the moon give light to you. But the Lord Jehovah will be to you an everlasting light, and your God your glory. Your sun will no more go down. Neither will your moon withdraw itself. Because the Lord Jehovah will be your everlasting light, and the days of your mourning will be ended. Your people also will be all righteous. They will inherit the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hands, that I may be glorified. A little one will become a thousand, and a small one a strong nation. I, the Lord Jehovah, will bring it quickly in his time.